Okay, we're holding here about the Sutton, the whole Masa Matma the Sutton, yeah?
Perkov Dalet, I think it's
the Perkov Dalet we're holding, yeah, we finished the it's, okay. So it's sort of reply, okay. Yesh Lishol Hatira, she sechel aposhel yoin. So he's asking, at the end of the day, you're telling me that Torah is something which is all, it's ruchnius, it transcends seichel, it transcends any gashmius. So what does it have with people? V'dovah zeh sofek, it's a real sofek. U'tshuva zeh omer perikav Akiva. Omer Shimon Levi, b'shor shalom Moshe l'morim, omra malachim, ma'ilu disha b'neinu, omlem l'kabel terba, omra loy, chemda gnuza yeshcha shegnuza koyna sheshimi b'eshis, tatka doiris, very famous, atem mevakes nitl basam edom, ma'inesh kisizgena v'lom kisizkidena, t'noit chal shemayim. Omer kash baruch hu l'moshe chazor lo'im tshuva. Amle Mr. Anishai Zafun Bevel PM. Amle Chois Bikisi Kwaid, Exalim Chuva, Shem Machas Pne Kise Pishes of Lavananer. Vamre Tanchum Melamed, She Pirish Shakai Miziv Shinase Vene Olav. Amre Lefanov, she told him, Rebain Shal Tirish has nicely maxiba. Nakhashamakera, she's a mirror to sign. Amle, she told him, the Messiah Ratim, the Prime stopped him, can't be. Then he says, what about Leilachim Acherim? Where in the world are you going to see Avodah Zarah? Zachzim HaShabbos, you don't need a rest day. You don't have any work. Kabbas Avicha, the whole thing. He went through the whole Aseres HaDibros, and none of them fit Malachim. I guess they needed to have a special, for the Malachim platform. Meyad Kolechem Nasle Oyhev U'Mosle Dava Echad. Shenem Alisa L'mor Shavis HaShevi L'kach Nantanis B'Odom. Bishvil shekrucha adam lakachta matonis, that because you explain to them what adam is, you got all these gifts. Even the Malach HaMavis gave them something. Shneim vayiten aktoris veichap al am vayamim b'meisim elachayim. V'lav dom alei minayod adka. So this is the whole Gemara here in Shabbos, and he has many many issues with it, and he's explaining here. Basically, this is the question that he posed in the beginning. This is the question he's posing in the Perek about what Shaychus does a Torah that transcends have to with physical people. What exactly might she answer? What was the Shach Vatar here? But my mazeh bo levayr tshuva l'shayla rishayna. This is what the Mayim of Chazal is trying to answer. Ki efshe shloher l'moish achona u'pchina she'misala milyoinim. There must be some aspect which puts him above the Elyonim to be able to kabbal Torah. So Moshe was, he's called Ish Elokim. He's somebody that when he went up to Shemayim, he fasted. When he came down to earth, he ate. So Moshe was something in between. When Moshe is al yoinim, actually roi lekabla teira, she misyacheses al yoinim. Umipneikim Moshe yilud isha, ve'ein yilud isha shita v'yom ragrosam, she'ein shayach bem yilud isha, v'atzoleim bal chayme, she'zenikir yilud isha, Behema nivdolim, olakach omru ma yelud isha li yelud isha beinenu. So the reason yelud isha means that you're physical, because whatever comes from chomer has to be chomer, and if you come from a woman, you're chomer. Olakach omru ma yelud isha beinenu veishan lekabal teir, veroyu mitzad kabal sater shenichas medirigas l'yoyin. So he says, in other words, I belong to your world, mikach, that the Torah is elevating me to that world. They said, chemda gnuza before sheshmei breishis, pirish. Shekol hadvarim hativiyim nivram b'sheshmei breishis. V'atorah she sechel gomo, umalosa medrigosa alateva, ולפיכך היא מסודרת, השם יסורך בסדר כל הווילה מטיבי. So he says, Torah, they asked, there's a certain hierarchy of things that were created before Matan Torah. Things that are created before the world obviously are more elevated than the world. The earlier something happened, the more it's something that is shayach to the higher up it is, the more ruchnius it is. So if Torah preceded the world with X amount of doros, it's above the world. Anything that falls under the rubric of natural, physical, is created shesh mipreishes. V'atayrish yisechel gomor u'ma'alosan rirach sa'ala teva u'lefikoch yimisuderes Hashem espoch seyda koyim o'ilam ativi u'ma'ashomor tatka doiris dafka koyim shiv o'ilam. Why do they pick the number tatkad of all the numbers? So he says so I explained it in Beragola. In Beragola he doesn't have the explanation, but in other places he says that Tatkad, the number Tatkad is a weird number. It's 974. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there were 1,000 generations before Torah came into the world, or it needed 1,000 generations, so to speak. So you have 974 until Bria Sa'olam, and then Chazal say there were 26 doros from the beginning of the world till Matan Torah, Kaminyan Havaya. So these 26 doros together with Tatkad come out to be 1,000. V'sof sof kemo shatorah seichel gomor rechoyki min ateva achi besei dekorem olam. And Rosh says it's about the dom shutivi. So they said Torah is something that is in the extreme, way above and beyond Chomer, and a male person should not be zochet. And then they also said, so one taina is that Torah is the ultimate in something that's metaphysical, whereas a person is very physical. Two, second taina. Ma'enash kisiskirenu v'ransif gedenu, v'atzoloyma, ki yesh badam shtei dvarim, haguf ha-nefesh. V'oma ma'enash keneged ha-nefesh, u'ben adam keneged ha-guf, shu adama. So both the nefesh and the guf, he said, don't deserve more. V'loshna schira amar etzal nefesh, ki stam zechira hi l'toiva, v'yisal kim esrochol, oima, af im yesh bo nefesh, ein chashivus ha-nefesh she'niskaf ne'ashem yizbarach, l'heitiv loy, v'apkida hi she'er adam etzad gufo, she'shafal pochus, roi she'nifkad l'roak, m'shar bal chai. In other words, there is nothing significant on a person. His neshama, his nefesh, is not so elevated that one could say that he deserves good, and his guf is not, you know, is so insignificant that it doesn't even pay to punish it if it did anything wrong. In other words, Torah is something that gives a person a chance to do good and get rewarded, and bad and get punished. Adam carries nothing in him that makes it worthwhile. Let's talk a little bit about this. What does he mean? They understand that there's a Seder and so on. So I think he means the following. In order to be able to set down, like you said before, Torah that rewards and punishes, it means that there has to be some sort of hierarchy of good, better, worse, worst, best. If there is no flux if something can't become better or worse, there's obviously no type of Torah. In other words, I can't speak to you about staying away from bad and becoming good if there's no hierarchy. Angels have a hierarchy. The Rambam says that angels are have a hierarchy based on how deep their understanding of Kadosh Baruch Hu is. It may be built in, but at any rate, it is possible. Malach doesn't come in one size. Malach comes in 10 gradations, which basically means infinite amount of gradations, because every 10 gets subdivided by 10. 10 is a number that simply tells me it goes in gradation. Va'amah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moishe Hachzem Tshuva. Kol HaDvorim She'nemru Kan, Ma'asham HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'el Sam Malachim Tshuva Moishe, Eine Vikuach Dvorim. Rak ma shemischayim Hashem zvorach nikah shekach oma Hashem isparach mischayim malachim nikah shekach oma malachim mischayim esad Moshe kach oma Moshe. So first of all, he wants to say this klal, and he says this in many places, that when you have sometimes, in Chazal, different, like this animal said to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this thing said here, and the sun said this, and the moon said this, this and that. It doesn't mean that they actually spoke. It means that the statement, the position, of X in this case, like this. So, Marshall, if it's saying Chazal, the Yonah said, the pigeon said. It doesn't mean the pigeon spoke and said. It means that. The position of the pigeon is so and so. So in this argument over here, it doesn't mean there actually was a debate or a symposium between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malachim, and Moshe. It means that Torah is something that the position of Malachim ought to be this and this. Elyonim see the Torah as belonging to them. And that ought not to allow Torah to tachtonim, because there's a very, very strong reason to think that. Tachtonim have the following position, and this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. So all of these statements about saying and not saying, we're not talking about an actual act of saying, we're talking about this is what is expressed by the being of an angel. This is what's expressed by the being of and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says in a few places the morale this, and it's very, it gives a very different way of looking at these Chazal. So he says, "Umipnei kimin haseda shashem tzvach sida hakol be'emes yisula kol shela sheshesha olav." The reply, so to speak, what we're saying is that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to answer it means the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the Bria carries in itself a response to that argument. ולכך אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא למוישה יסלק מאיתו בן שישחי בן רגע סלוחם לא יבנתו איתו השמיים שמנעשה את השם ברוך שאלה דתי עושה התורה. So he says, that's what it means הקדוש ברוך הוא told Moshe to answer. It means as follows. The reason why Torah was given to Tachtonim is not simply because הקדוש ברוך הוא wants it that way. But because of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up Tachtonim, that itself mandates that Torah be given to Tachtonim. So it's almost, in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Moshe, carries the answer to it as to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Tachtonim. V'omer Moshe, Misyorin Yeshem Esefuni Bevel Piyem, Ki Hevel Piyem Hu Adova Mischayev Min HaNivdal, Ki Hevel Yetzem Napeh. In other words, when he said, "I'm afraid that they will burn with the hevel pihem," the Gemara uses hevel pihem is the breath of speech before it even has become words. It's used in the context of, like it says, Hevel Piem Shel Tinokos Beis Rabban, that they weren't Tayim Etam Chet. Anytime the words have sullied, you know, as I wanted to say something, I needed to say something, but I use words that are incorrect, words that are not exact, words that whatever, so there I'm ruining it with my chet. It says that the world stands on Hevel Piem Shel Tinokos Beis Rabban because they weren't Tayim Etam Chet. It means because their breath is clear, pure, it hasn't become sullied. So Moshe said, I am scared to argue the Malachim because of their darga of purity. It's very hard to put up an argument. And in other words, they speak with Hevel Piem. They speak with the purity of Malachim. I'm a boss of a dumb. Ratzoloima, ke'acha shemitzar ha-nivdol mischayev shetia Torah bal yoinim shen roi kol maila. Because as far as Malachim are concerned, there's an argument to be made that Torah belongs up there because it's pure, it's spiritual, it's holy. Af ki mitzad Moshe mischayev hefer zeh shetia Torah b'tachtoinim. Haloi ha-nivdol matal gashmis. So Moshe is saying, okay, we have an argument, disagreement, and I think I'm right. Or better said, from my vantage point, I see myself right. But Malachim see themselves right from their vantage point, and in a Malach's vantage point, as a human, isn't that superior? There was a Chashev Rosh Hashiva in it was American then, at the sort of Abba Berman. He was a Mir Talmud, very original thinker, very interesting person. He always had a small yeshiva, but he was very, very big Talmud Chacham in Lamden. So he once told somebody, from your perspective, you are right, but your perspective is wrong. So over here, we have, he says, fine, I know what I can taina, I know what the Malach can taina, but Malachim are taining from perspective of Malach, I'm taining from a human perspective. Well, wouldn't a Malach perspective as such be superior to human? So if we're looking at it just abstract and say man versus malach, I'm back in the hole. So this is actually belongs, I believe, to the next. This should be the beginning of the next paragraph. So he was afraid that they will destroy him with his Hevel Piem. So now he says, what he needs to have over here is to have a makom. And were he to have that makom, he would not be affected by it. Let's give an example. Let's take this in a different context. We'll understand it. If let's say I have a big factory, a plant, or company, whatever it is, and there's somebody there that I feel is really subpar, and I say, you know, there's no room in this company for place people are subpar. I don't take people that are subpar, whatever. Let's say this person, however, has a niche. He does something no one else can do. So whatever I can say, he's going to stay here because he has a place. He's the guy who knows how to do X, Y, or Z, and no one else can do it. So anytime you have a makom, you can't be gotten rid of. If you don't have a makom, so then the question is just, how important are you? Are you part of this club? Are you shayach to the people here, or to the beings here? But Akadosh Baruch Hu told him the Eitzah for the Malachim is to find yourself a place. And once a person has a place, he won't be destroyed. Ki yesh lo de madrega ben al yoinim yicheres la'atzmoy. Ubefrat b'kisa kovet. Shekeshem shel malachim im seivim kisei kvayd yisbarach l'shores afnei Hashem yisbarach asher yisva kisei kach yesh lo odem mokam tachas kisei kovod ba'atzmoy v'dov hazeh mevuah me'od m'ma shekosev al hakisei dmus kimar adam v'lechach shayach al hakisei atzmoy dmus adam v'yisrael befrat shenikra adam shema ve'etna tzoyni tzoyin marisi adam atem atikru adam v'chulu ומפני כך מדרגה סולם תחס הכיסא ומדרגה זו יש למעלה מן המלאכים כי המלאכים הם סביב את הכיסא כבודי ובזה הם נבדול משם מסברך אבל עוד מצד שנברא בצל מלאכים מה שאין למלאכים הוא תחס כיסא הכבוד שם ועל הכיסא דמוס כמר אדם ואילו דברים ברורים מאוד so he says that אדם is תחס כיסא הכבוד And therefore he is Tzal Malkim, and there he has a Maila over Malachim. Let's discuss what exactly he means over here, and how does he let's try to translate a little bit. Imagine the following scenario. You have a prime minister. And you have ministers, and then you have the prime minister's chief of staff, personal secretary, liaison to the army, etc., etc. So when we look around at the hierarchy, so the defense minister is inferior to the prime minister, but he is above the prime minister's liaison to the army. But in some ways the personal liaison to the army has more power. He could probably be able to do more because he's the prime minister's liaison. He is the extension of the prime minister. So you have, depending on how you look at it, if you're looking at their own relative merit, a minister is much higher than a liaison. But if you're looking at in the big picture who might be wielding more power, definitely possible that this person, liaison will be wielding more power. So you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have malachim that are, let's just call it a notch lower, even though it's an infinite amount of notches, but it's lower. Adam, in as far as he goes, is lower still. But Adam is also Tzel Malakim. Tzel Malakim means that he reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly into the Bria. Adam is put into the Bria, Redu, you be the Melech of an Evroim. Adam is somebody who carries Hashem's commands through his person into the Bria. So in as much as a person is pitting his own value against Malachim, Malachim are far superior. In as much as Adam is a reflection of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and as such he's Hamshach Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, then Adam is beyond Malachim, and Adam is straightly attached to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Echoiz b'kisei kvoidi v'har lem tshuva. So he says, Adam has a darga that is mechuber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's high malachim. I want to add another teretz, which it's not the teretz he says, but it still is. It fits extremely well in what he's saying and so on. The musig of kvoidai, the covered of something, is depends also on something being an outsider. For instance, if I say this person is greatly respected by his peers, I don't mean his friends, but I mean people who are like him or in opposition. If I say this person He's such a brilliant mathematician. Even the mathematicians all have tremendous respect for him. That means because the person himself, even though these people are nominally people who could oppose him, but by being acquiescent to him, by being deferential to him, they are in effect making a statement about how chashuv the person is. Kavod is always, if the idiots of town, if the fools of town say, ah, so-and-so have tremendous achatz for his learning, it's not a great statement. It doesn't mean much. But when people who are of high rank make that statement means a lot. So the statement of reverence to someone who is of a different nature, or I had a choice to accept or not accept him, is much more meaningful. So of the midas and anhagas that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants in this world, whether it's the chesed or the kedusha or whatever it is, malachim hands down are much bigger than Adam, and there's no question about it. In as much as Adam lives in a context of a world that is in opposition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a world that is could oppose HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Adam still holds HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a mile of kavod. So Echoiz Nekisa Kavod is saying that in Kavod Shemayim we're much bigger than Malachim. And we sort of echo that in the Piyutim on Yom Kippur and Hashanah. We have Asher Emasecha Al. So the Piyut goes like refrain. You are Kadosh Baruch Hu, your fear is upon the ones above and the ones that are like fire and the ones that are this, ones that are that. And yet you wanted the praise of man who is so low down. And it goes back and forth the whole time like that. So the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dafka engendered by the fact that we're in an environment that we have to struggle. It's the same way like a person who deals with nisyonos is a much bigger purveyor of kavod shemayim than a person who things are easy. So kavod dafke would be shayach to this point over here. So he says it because of just the very fact that we're hemshach hashvos ratzon. Because adam bal chayme as a chayme masi b'nai ben akisei. So normally he says that the way he's explaining it is we have some madrega of being direct projection of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, and that's our maila. A madrega is Moshe kashebo lekabla teira, v'yem suluk meitah gashmis hoye magia at she'oiches bekisei. Moshe went getting teira, lifted himself up to being an oiches bekisei. Lekach hoye Moshe mailam yuchedes. So now Moshe has his niche. Now Shem Sifun Be'avul Piyam means I will become worthless when compared to Melachim. Who am I? What am I? And so on and so forth. But once we have this Maila of something unique, they can't touch it. Perek Ein Dorshin Amru Kinishmashan Sadiqam Tanisar Kovid Hanisham Shasin Livrois Vishanivru Sha'acha Moisim Oit Sham Shavim. So Tachas Kisa Kavod is a shayrish for anything that's called tzidkus and so on. The way we explain it means it's what holds up the Kisa Kavod. Kisa Kavod means the inyan of Kvod Shemayim, and this holds it up. So it's not only Moshe Rabbeinu, because or else he's saying even though they all have their darga, but Moshe Rabbeinu has his madrega, and therefore he's answering with this tshuva. I'm gonna have to hold it here. I have a Mava Malka for the boys today, so we'll hold it here. So next week is not relevant.
Next week, but the following week. So.
Okay, and then the week after that would be like, would no, next week. So fine, that the week after. Okay, good, not a problem. Okay,
thank you.
Good. Shavua Tov. Take care. Bye.